This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. California Assembly Bill 5, AB5 is the shorthand, isn't even the law out here yet. It's the bill the legislature passed earlier this week that would oblige rideshare companies like Lyft and Uber to classify drivers as employees, not independent contractors. We told you about it a couple of days ago. Anyway, it's not even the law yet, but lawsuits have already been filed. In the meantime, though, drivers are still trying to make a living in the gig economy. Lyft changed its rules not too long ago to get more money to drivers in congested areas, but not everybody loves that. From KQED, Sonia Hudson has more.
Around 4 years ago, Lyft started paying drivers a bonus to go to areas where there was a lot of demand for rides, but not enough cars, like North Oakland during rush hour. And under that system, drivers would get a fare multiplier, say 1.4 times what they would normally earn on that ride.
You would, for those hours, as difficult as they were, that you would make a decent hourly rate for those.
That's Lauren Swigger. She's been driving part-time for Lyft for the past 5 years. We're sitting in her car in Oakland where she lives and likes to drive. Swigger says under the old system, she could make around $200 a week driving 2 hours during rush hour every day, or about $20 an hour. Then Lyft came up with a new payment system for areas where there's high demand for drivers and called it personal power zones.
Now I think I would be lucky to make $100.
Swigger is part of a group called Gig Workers Rising, which says it works with more than 900 drivers in California and is opposed to the switch.
We actually jokingly call them personal poverty zones.
The new system uses flat rate bonuses, say a $4 bonus regardless of the length of the ride. Under the old system, Swigger could sometimes make a $12 bonus on a $30 ride. And now?
Sometimes it maxes out at $4. So $4 instead of $12 is obviously a ridiculous incentive.
Uber uses a combination of flat rate bonuses like personal power zones and percentages like the old Lyft system. Lyft wouldn't make anybody available for an on-the-record interview, but the company maintains while bonuses are smaller, more drivers are getting them. Lyft says that personal power zones were designed to be more predictable, stable, and equitable. And stable for riders, too, when it comes to pricing. Lyft points out the change hasn't driven up fares. And that's true for rider Jared Ledoux, a music composer who uses both Lyft and Uber in Oakland during rush hour.
I haven't noticed a big difference.
In fact, Ledoux only learned about the change in Lyft's driver bonuses when I mentioned it to him. He says he's concerned about drivers, but that the new information is probably not going to deter him from using Uber or Lyft.
I would use it more to get from BART back to my house, so I probably would still use one of them because I don't want to do the walk.
Lyft says, on average, driver earnings across the country have increased over the last 2 years, but it doesn't release raw earnings data. Tom White is an analyst who follows Lyft for the financial services company D.A. Davidson. He says that the change
generally resulted in drivers seeing their payouts reduced.
How does he figure that? Lyft takes a percentage of all fares. And White says that the company's been taking about 8% more from those fares over the last 2 years.
You know, the main contributor to that increase is that drivers are earning less than they used to.
Lyft argues the addition of bike and scooter services accounts for the increase. It takes 100% of the fees on those since there's no driver to pay. But White says bikes and scooters are only a small share of Lyft's overall business, not enough to account for that 8% increase. White says the reality is Lyft is trying to make a profit. Lyft lost more than $900 million last year.
You know, investors won't be patient forever.
The company went public this year, and White says Lyft is keen to demonstrate to shareholders it does have a plan to become profitable eventually. The question for drivers is whether working for Lyft is still profitable enough for them. I'm Sonia Hudson for Marketplace.